God has spoken to Glenn Beck, you guys, and revealed to him at the age of 62 the meaning of his life, the reason why he was born, his sole purpose on planet Earth. Wait for it.
I at times have felt impressions from God, and about 4 or 5 weeks ago, it was overwhelming. I know why I was born. This is why you are here. This is why you were born. And it is to stand at these times and to stand for the truth and to stand, not to sound grandiose, but to stand as...
Spit it out!
Other people in history have stood.
You're a podcast host, sir. A washed-up one at that, former Fox News host. You're not George Washington. You're not Martin Luther starting the Protestant Reformation. You are a podcaster.
Especially for the Jewish people.
Oh, that's what it is. Not for America. Born in America, raised in America. He wasn't born to help preserve and protect our country. He was born to protect a foreign country, and to serve them. Serving a foreign country is God's big revelation to him now at the age of 62.
And it is
utterly ridiculous. And by the way, this is an interview that he did with PragerU, and the woman that he is sitting across from is Marissa Street, however you pronounce it, who is the CEO of PragerU, who just so happens to have been born in Glenn Beck's favorite country and served for the IDF over there in Israel, the Israeli Defense Force, as a counterintelligence officer. And speaking of Ben Shapiro's favorite country, there are a lot of headlines that started popping up yesterday about how there are leaks within the Department of Defense claiming that Israel and the United States are going to conduct more strikes in Iran, but not just strikes, full-on war. That's not going to be like the quick little job that took down the Venezuelan dictator. This is going to be a rather lengthy war, if there are any truth to these leaks and rumors. But where there's smoke, there's fire. And these same kinds of leaks and rumors started swirling just before the first attack on Iran's nuclear facilities, not that long ago. The timing was a little bit off. Some people expected it to occur just around the corner, but it was, I think, like a few weeks maybe later. And so these reports are claiming that it could be as soon as this weekend. This article from the New York Times does note that President Trump has given no indication that he has made a decision about how to proceed as diplomatic talks continue. So it also is possible that this is just more saber-rattling, trying to coerce Iran into agreeing with another nuclear deal or a disarmament deal. But we all know how the neocons and the Republican industrial complex feels about Israel, as Lindsey Graham proudly proclaims. This is not a deep fake meme, by the way. I know it seems like a meme because it's just so over the top insane. This is a real clip. This is Lindsey Graham holding a sign. They're obviously supporting more for Israel. They just need more of our tax dollars. $4 billion a year isn't enough. But Glenn Beck's new revelation from God actually isn't new. 2 years ago, he was talking about his Israel obsession syndrome and begging Benjamin Netanyahu to grant him citizenship over there.
I don't know why I was born, but there is something about the state of Israel that connects deeply to me.
It's something about the United States that connects deeply to me because I was born here. This is my country. This is my homeland. This is my backyard. This is the place that I care about. I'll spare you any more of his babbling, but he goes on to read a letter that he wrote and sent over to Israel, begging them for citizenship. He wants citizenship in a foreign country, or rather, dual citizenship in a foreign country. But you're not supposed to say that certain people may have what's called dual allegiance or dual loyalty. That would be a terrible anti-Semitic trope, so I would never say such a thing. Glenn Bunk has been such a defender of his favorite country over there in the Middle East that he denounced Joe Biden and Catholics for making, what's that symbol that the Catholics do when they, you know, kind of make the sign of a cross on their chest? I'm not a Catholic, I'm a non-denominational Christian, just to make that clear. But here is Mr. Bunk upset that Joe Biden dared to do that in front of a Jew.
And here's Joe Biden in a meeting with Bibi Netanyahu when he makes the sign of a cross, which
I've checked it over 40 years. Our friendship goes a long way.
All righty, there he is, making the sign of a cross, which, you know, I don't generally think is a good idea to do while you're in the presence of the prime minister.
So what are we supposed to do then? Are we supposed to just take off our crucifix necklaces anytime we happen to be in the presence of a Jew, Glenn? To this clown, it's the presence of a crucifix that happens to be in the line of sight of a Jew is offensive. Not generally a good idea, he says, to do that. And this clown has been a walking absurdity for years. Here he is back in 2016, obviously almost having overdosed on double cheeseburgers, saying that Donald Trump is a dangerous man. He should never be president.
And Donald Trump, I really, truly believe, is a very dangerous man. If you listen to, Chris, some of the things he said this weekend.
The same Glenn Beck that back in his peak of his media celebrity, when he was a big host on Fox News primetime, was operating as a gatekeeper to prevent people from investigating things like the Bilderberg Group.
See the headline, Secretive Bilderberg Club.
Oh, boy.
Ready?
I'm telling you.
The bees and the
no.
Bilderbergs.
Yo, let me tell you that. Is it a coincidence that bees and Bilderberg both start with B?
Bees, no. Secretive Bilderberg Club.
Why is the Bilderberg group so funny?
The Bilderbergers had their meeting. I don't really know much about these people. I really don't care. I know probably more about the Build-A-Bear people in the malls, and I know those people are brainwashing our kids with teddy bears. I don't know what kind of secret meetings they have to get our kids into the bear industry, but I don't like it. If the Bilderbergs are half as evil as the teddy bear people, look out.
But more disturbing than Glenn Beck, who really at this point is obviously just kind of a has-been little podcaster, pledging his allegiance to a foreign country, are people like Ted Cruz, who are in positions of power, a senator in the United States, who, in case you've been living under a rock, admitted that his primary goal for becoming senator is to help a foreign country.
I came into Congress 13 years ago,
yes,
with the stated intention of being the leading defender of Israel in the United States Senate.
Great.
And I've worked every day to do that.
Working every day on behalf of a foreign country. I mean, how can you watch a clip like this? A former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, who was third in line to the presidency, making comments like this, and not just wonder what is going on in Washington, D.C.
I have said to people when they ask me if this Capitol crumbled to the ground, the one thing that would remain is our commitment to our aid. And I don't even call it aid, our cooperation with Israel. Because that's fundamental to who we, fundamental.
So if America collapses and we're totally bankrupt, which we're on that road, then we would still be committed. The number one thing is to be giving our money to a foreign country. Not to try to feed our citizens. Not to try to protect or take care of them or rebuild the infrastructure. No, just give more money over to a foreign country. And let's not forget that after Mike Johnson was sworn in as the new Speaker of the House a few years ago, he announced this as his number one top priority.
The first bill that I'm going to bring to this floor in just a little while will be in support of our dear friend Israel, and we're overdue in getting that done.
We're overdue in giving them more of our money. The number one priority of the new Speaker of the House, again, giving our tax dollars to a foreign country. If you're a reader, then these books may be of interest to you. The Israeli Lobby and Foreign Policy. Surprise, this book actually hasn't been banned. I'm not going to go through the list of books that have been banned. The regular viewers know that I've been doing that for years now. Like 6 years now, my annual, like around Christmas time, the banned books list. Oftentimes about a particular subject that certain people don't like you to talk about. Or this one, I'm shocked this one hasn't been banned either. You can just read that title for yourself. You can kind of come to the conclusion about what that book is about. Or this one, Jewish History, Jewish Religion, which was written by a Jew himself, Israel, that's his name, I think, Israel Shehak. And the original listing to this book, which I bought many years ago, just disappeared on Amazon, which is very strange because usually the listings stay, even if a book is out of stock, out of print, because people will occasionally list used books. And I did find another listing for it, but another one of those strange mysteries, how a certain book just got disappeared, dumped down the memory hole on Amazon.com, the world's biggest bookstore.
There are pastors who love Israel who think all is fine, and my message to them is go and talk to the teenagers in your congregation. Go and talk to the 20-somethings in your congregation, because they're picking up their phone and they're watching TikTok and they're watching Instagram and they're hearing this message being driven, and it is resonating. And if you want an illustration of...
Oh no, Generation Z and the millennials aren't watching Fox News anymore. They're not being brainwashed into supporting a foreign country. This message is resonating with them. The America First message is resonating with them. We need to ban TikTok. We need to change the algorithm. We need to force the sale from Chinese interests into, well, pseudo-American interests. Just tweak things a little bit. But Hillary Clinton agrees, so this isn't just like a Republican establishment thing. We all know how certain things work. If you don't, you're probably starting to see. But Hillary Clinton, of course, on board with that agenda.
That our students, smart, well-educated young people from our own country, from around the world, where were they getting their information?
Well, not from MSNBC, not from cable news, period. They're getting it from social media, obviously.
They were getting their information from social media.
Notice the mic flag on her microphone, so you know where she is.
Particularly TikTok. That is where they were learning about...
That is where they were learning that there's some strange and undue influence over America's foreign policy in order to benefit, well, you know. But if you want to benefit me, just a guy in his kitchen on a laptop, then just buy me a coffee by clicking the link in the description below. It's a figurative way to just tip the channel. BuyMeACoffee.com is a great service that allows people to tip their favorite content creators. So you can buy me a coffee or two or however many you feel is warranted by clicking the link in the description below and heading out over there and checking it out.